Welcome to page 27. We are out of Egypt and we're in the desert. Just another reminder that I left these words hollow just in case you're using that wonderful colored Ascension Bible and you can color those the words in with the corresponding colors of the books that we're in. It just helps to tie our Bible and our workbook together and say, "Oh my gosh, look at like it's easier to find the books this way." Anyways, I just love Ascension. I am not affiliated with them. I cannot use their stuff or sell what they have created, but I love to refer you over there so you can take a peek at it yourself. Okay, let's get into the overview here. This is fun and a little complicated because we have four different books we're working in. I know up at the top right, I just have Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus, but to be honest, we're also in Exodus still, specifically like Exodus 12 onward. So, how do we keep the books straight? This is our overview here. Okay, we'll get more into Leviticus also and Deuteronomy later. So this is just a 40,000 foot view. So Exodus is the book that we're in at the beginning, and Exodus leads directly into Numbers. Both of these books are like historic narratives, and Numbers has like a ton of censuses and genealogies and counting people, which is why it's called Numbers. But they basically, if you just stop reading Exodus at the very end and pick up on Numbers, you're in the right place, okay? Leviticus is different. Leviticus is a law book specifically for the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi is created in Exodus 32. So you can kind of insert the book of Leviticus into Exodus 32. The Levites are formed then, but then Leviticus is delivered to Moses from God in the tabernacle in a series of like 37 different little downloads or sermons or homilies from God to Moses talking to him. And so Leviticus is formed like as Exodus and Numbers are happening. Okay. And again, there's not a lot of narrative in there. It's really just rules and regulations and the liturgy of how God wants to be worshiped. It's a cool book. It's a dry read. And I wouldn't go in there alone. Go in there with a guide so that you know what you're reading. Deuteronomy, similar to Leviticus, is it's not a historical book. It's like it's got a lot of rules, and it's confusing because it's got a lot of like remembering. So this is a speech, a sermon delivered by Moses at the end of the desert as they're about to go into the Promised Land. Moses, spoiler alert, does not go into the Promised Land. So his Deuteronomy, Deutero meaning second, it's kind of like a second law. He's remembering and reminding them of everything God has done. So you might look at Deuteronomy and say, there's the Ten Commandments in here, but I thought the Ten Commandments were given in Exodus. Yeah, they were. They are. But in Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the people and retelling stories so that the people go in fresh memories with everything God has done for them. So Deuteronomy is more like a pep talk, a power book. It's long, but it's a lot of exhortation to remember and not forget. So these are the four books, and there's a little section here on your page that says timeline, and I want you to draw a little timeline that I'm about to describe to you of how to numerically read these together, okay? Because they do fit together, but they're a little bit messy. Numbers is one of the most chaotic books in the Bible in terms of it's got some laws and it's got some numbers and genealogies and listing people, and it's got some narrative, and there is a system to it. There's actually there's a system we'll talk about later. But here we go in the timeline piece. Right, Exodus 1 through 32. Exodus 1 through 32. That's the first thing you're going to start with. And then, draw a little horizontal line from there. Like, okay, we're just moving right along. Exodus 1 through 32. And then that goes to Numbers 3 through 9. Numbers 3 through 9. And then you can insert in Leviticus. Again, we're just moving in a straight line. And then back to Exodus 32, 32 through 40. That's after Leviticus. And then Numbers 1 through 2. And then Numbers 10 through the end of Numbers. So do you see how Numbers kind of takes a little piece and inserts itself into Exodus? And it's just a little bit chaotic. Anyways, they're traveling in the desert writing this probably. We have to forgive them. A little bit more about the Book of Numbers. The first part kind of goes through the first generation. So chapters 1 through 25 is about like that first generation that came out of Egypt. And then they all die off in the desert. So the second part is kind of about the second generation. So if you're reading in the second half of Numbers, 26 through 36, you're probably learning about the second generation. And if you're reading in the first half, you're talking about the people who did the golden calf and stuff like that. This is only a 41-year period. It's short, but there's so many details and different things, and it's going to set us up. Understanding the people and understanding this amazing covenant, which is a wedding covenant, is going to set us up for all of the rest of the Bible. And this is where they get Mosaic law. So the keywords here, we've got Numbers, Manna, Levites, Leviticus, Meribah, Deuteronomy, the Shema. I promise we will go through each of these as we get into the coming pages. So go ahead and flip the page and let's get into it.